Tuesday afternoon, let's visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Are you excited about the dinosaurs coming?
That's all I can think about. I know it's only Tuesday, but the dinosaurs will be here on Saturday morning.
All right.
At 10:30 in the morning. I mean, I think I was obsessed with dinosaurs when I was a child. I must have been the only girl in my entire class that was just obsessed with them, but I just was. And to be able to have giant animatronic puppets that are dinosaurs at the Appleton Public Library. I mean, what more could one ask for, huh, Paul?
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, and so they will be here on this Saturday, February 11th at 10:30 a.m., and you will get to see these dinosaurs, interact with them. I mean, they've got a program that they use these dinosaurs with. I mean, and everyone's invited. I mean, you can't limit it to kids because, I mean, think about it. I mean, I still have a thing for dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I just love it. It's super exciting.
I think they're made really popular, at Jurassic Park, when Jurassic Park came out, and they're just, everybody likes dinosaurs and they talk about dinosaurs.
Yeah, I mean, it just was. This last summer, Gary and I, we went to South Dakota, to that, the dig that's, gosh, where is that again? Anyway, it's kind of by Custer or something.
Yep.
Anyway, and, it's just, I was so fascinated. I had to go to each area of this dig, and take a picture and read each particular area. I mean, I'm just super into dinosaurs. I just love all that stuff, And so I can hardly wait to share this with the kids and other adults that are just as obsessed as I am.
Right. So what is this, Cindy, kind of a educational thing? Or what's the program going to consist of, do you know?
It is. I mean, it's kind of a chance to meet the dinosaurs. It's a collection of realistic puppets. And, they have a cute baby triceratops and life-size raptors. And then you get to meet them and interact with them. And there's a small, a program and stuff. So it should last. Usually whenever we do anything like this, it lasts about 45 minutes to an hour. And they have a whole program all set up for everything, as well as opportunities for you to kind of, get up close and personal with those dinosaur puppets.
Okay.
And keep in mind, they are not real.
Right.
Just in case, with my enthusiasm, you think that they are, but they are not.
Right.
Anyway, so.
And it's free.
And it's free. Yep. Everything we do here is free. That's what we're all about is we're a public service organization. And so we try to offer a little bit of everything. And this time, this Saturday, 10:30, is all about dinosaurs. So we hope that you're able to join us because it's a great opportunity, of course.
Okay, great. What else got going on?
Well, we have a lot of other things going on this week, too. Anyway, so keep that in mind. We have, in fact, tonight at 5:30, we've got Old MacDonald Farm Storytime, and we have a very special opportunity at it that I'm not at liberty to say, but if you were going to attend a story time, this would be the one, is what I'm telling people, because we've got kind of a special thing that we're going to be doing during it, and a special opportunity. And of course, it has to do with animals, because that's what we're about this week, I guess, our animals. And so that is tonight, Tuesday, February 7th at 5:30 p.m. So keep that in mind. And then, of course, every Wednesday, we have something after school for kids. And so this Wednesday, we have a sand art after school activity. And it's a pretty cool thing, too. And so that is for, school-age children, all ages. We hope to see you, and that'll be great. And then this Thursday, we are having an Open House of Hearts event for adults. And this is a crafting opportunity for a couple of different choices, and it's a come-and-go from 2:30 to 6:30. And so give us a call. We still have openings. We still have some different events and things, or I should say projects. And so, yeah, give us a call so you can participate in the HEART event here at the Appleton Public Library. And then don't forget, remember what Saturday is. All About the Dinosaurs. And so that's Saturday, February 11th at 10:30. Keep in mind, we are closed on the 18th of February for the President's Day holiday. And then always follow our Wednesdays. We've got Harry Potter Club coming up, Lego Club coming up, and we have our Adult Book Club, Maybe You Should Talk to Someone by Lori Gottlieb. And so lots of things happening in February at the Appleton Public Library. And don't forget, winter reading is still going on, too. And so that is a winter reading program for adults.
All right. Well, what are people reading, Cindy? What's hot on the press with the books?
You know, everyone's talking about, since we're going to jump into nonfiction, everybody's talking about Prince Harry. I mean, that's what people are talking about. The book Spare by Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex, details his struggles with the royal family, the loss of his mother, service in the British Army, and marriage to Meghan Markle. I don't know. I mean, I know people are just as obsessed with the royal family as I am with dinosaurs.
Yep.
But this is super popular book right now.
Right. I watched a documentary on Netflix about them, and it was pretty good.
Yeah. See, super. That is what everyone is talking about,
yep.
Really. Also, new in nonfiction is Never Give an Inch by Mike Pompeo. It's the former Secretary of State gives his account of his time serving under President Trump with a focus on an American first approach. Brad Meltzer and Josh Mensch have come out with a new book called The Nazi Conspiracy. It's a story of the Nazi plot to kill President Roosevelt, Joseph Stalin, and Winston Churchill. So that is also kind of a hot and popular thing to think about. New in fiction, we got to throw a couple of fiction books in. I thought this one sounded kind of interesting. How to Sell a Haunted House by Grady Hendrix.
Wow.
No relative. After her parents die, and it's a fiction book, so not true, Louise encounters more than she expected in dealing with the family home. Not something you would want to have to deal with. Also, Remarkably Bright Creatures by Shelby Van Pelt. It's a widow working the night shift in an aquarium is aided by solving a mystery by a giant Pacific octopus living there. Kind of interesting, kind of a couple interesting books for you to consider. And, of course, if you've got a favorite author or you're looking for a book recommendation, stop on down. We all are pretty much readers here, so we love to recommend books.
All right, where are you located and when you open?
We are located in the Appleton Civic Center still, and will be for another couple of months. And our phone number here is 320-289-1681. Our hours are Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and for Saturdays, 10 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, stop on down and check out the Appleton Public Library.
All right, have fun Saturday with the dinosaurs, Cindy.
I will. I can hardly wait.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. Talk to you next time.
Yep, sounds great.
Cindy Hendricks at the Appleton Public Library Show.